The important work, deliverance from sin. In marked contrast to the teachers of the day was the Savior to conduct himself among men. In his life no noisy disputation, no act to gain applause was ever to be witnessed. The Messiah was to be hid in God, and God was to be revealed in the character of his Son. Without divine help, men and women would sink lower and lower. Life and power must be imparted by him who made the world. The Son of God was to magnify the law, and make it honorable. He was to free the divine precepts from the burdensome exactions placed on them by man, whereby many were discouraged in their efforts to serve God. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. A fountain was to be opened for sin and for uncleanness. The sons of men were to hear the blessed invitation. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. In word and deed the Messiah was to reveal the glory of God the Father, to make known to fallen humanity the infinite love of God. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. And those who err in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. RSV. Thus God spoke to the world concerning the coming of a deliverer from sin. Inspired prophecy pointed to the advent of the desire of all nations. Even the place of his birth and the time of his appearance were specified. The Son of David must be born in David's city. Out of Bethlehem shall he come forth, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And thou Bethlehem, out of thee shall come forth a governor, which shall be shepherd of my people Israel. RV. The time of the first advent was made known to Daniel. 70 weeks, said the angel, are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy.